You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number three. Man, that went fast. Hour number three already. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys. So as we go to breaks, you hear the ads playing. That's just a part of the way we support Right Side Radio. So just know this, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone business, all right? We are not owned by the stations that we're on. We send them our show. But the way we sustain that, just like any other business, we have to have our revenue streams. Part of it comes from selling ads. If you listen to the show and you're thinking, man, they got it going on. They speak like I speak. They think like I think. I want my business aligned with them. We'd love to talk to you. The way you do it is not calling the station. The way you do it is contacting us directly. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the place where it says advertising and contact. Send us a message. We will jump on it and get back with you like ASAP. Love to get you on the team. That's how we've gotten several of our folks that are advertising now. But yeah, rightsideradio.org. Send us a message on the advertising tab, and we will jump in there and get right back with you. Love to get you in there. All right, Boomer, I got a question for you. I got to ask. I'm chasing a rabbit before we even start the next topic.
Yeah, what is that?
Have you seen this thing about Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are actually going to have some type of an MMA fight?
Listen, I think it's pretty awesome.
Do you really?
I think it's awesomely hilarious.
Is it really going to happen? They're saying it's confirmed now.
Well, if it's confirmed, then hey, let's go for it. I mean, do you know how many followers they're going to just get just from doing this fight or presumptively doing this fight?
First of all, it just feels so awkwardly unprofessional. You got these two guys that are techno geeks, but they've apparently been doing I think one of them is it Zuckerberg is into Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Hey, bring back the street fighting. I mean, come on.
The first rule of Fight Club is everybody tweets about Fight Club.
I actually hadn't heard about it till just today. And for me, it's like, hey, they need to settle something. Let's do it.
Well, apparently they're going to try and settle something. But okay, so Musk is not a small guy.
I mean,
he's like over 6 feet tall, I think. He doesn't look like a bodybuilder, but he's pretty stout. Zuckerberg's like a little spider monkey. So
he's going to be quick and agile.
He's going to be.
Chicka-chow.
What'd you just say? Chicka-chow?
Chicka-chicka-chow. A little spider monkey all over the place.
All right. So you got to watch the spider monkeys. I mean, they can.
Those quick guys will get you.
I'm saying. All right. So if you're laying odds, not that we're a betting show, but if you're laying odds, you saying Musk or Zuckerberg?
Actually, I don't know. I mean, to be completely honest, I don't even know what Zuckerman looks like. So,
when I say spider monkey, just go ahead and just take a spider monkey in your mind and make it a guy.
I know what Elon Musk looks like, and I know what he's all about.
Yeah.
I don't know what Zuckerman. So I can't really.
They apparently both hired trainers, and they're going at
it. So it's like a full fledged actual.
Like I want to know what
not
they're going to do
in the back alley.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is going to be like in the octagon, man. Oh,
so they're going to sell out the seats.
I'm betting Joe Rogan's going to call the fight or something. Who knows? But I'm just saying, because Rogan's had both on the show. I bet he will. But I don't know, man. I just look at this thing and think, this has the potential for being one of the most jacked up situations.
It could be.
And something about just, I'm just like, Musk has got to win.
He's just got to win. I like how you're grunting your teeth.
Got to win. I don't know. All right. Well, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, I'm watching and waiting, and
I will do a little research, and then I will have a input for you.
Oh,
I will.
Maybe a whole dipper.
Maybe a whole dipper on.
We'll
this.
Just do a dipper on Musk versus Zuckerberg. Spider. Okay. So if
come up with the nickname,
if he's Spider Monkey, then what is Musk?
I don't know. Big Dollar? I don't know.
Big Dollar? Where did you get that?
I don't know. Isn't he a billionaire? So.
Spider Monkey and Big Dollar. Okay.
Big Dollar.
No holla, Big Dollar. All right. Hey, let me jump on a few text messages here because I am woefully behind on receiving my input from these amazing people that keep this show moving. I see Darlene from Gadsden, who is now also, by the way, Darlene from Illinois. We love you, Darlene. Glad you're still in the audience. John from Huntsville says, I'd rather see Boomer versus McQueen in a cage fight.
McQueen would kill me.
She is a spider monkey, she and is. She would wear you out.
She would wear me out.
Robbie from Aniana says, Musk is going after him like the water boy going after somebody saying water sucks. So don't talk about my mama. Don't you talk about my mama. All right. JT Lacey Springs. Did I miss Emily's comments on how the library staff treated her? She said they were extremely professional. They were wonderful. Everybody was great, and she had no complaints whatsoever, JT. So as it should be. David from Lincoln. Boomer, I don't know what you did, but the volume balance today is excellent. It's all you, Boom.
It's all me.
Says break music is not blowing me away, and Phil's volume is perfect.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't know how to explain it, but we'll take it.
Yes.
Mike from, is that because they had to reboot in Birmingham?
Maybe.
We did have an issue with a storm causing a problem. They had to reboot in Birmingham, and now, where's JT? Who David from Lincoln. He may be sure. I'm betting he's on the Birmingham station.
I bet he is.
They rebooted.
They rebooted. Now we have
and we are now sound. Perfect. Mike from Athens says, we should thank that hater mom influencer from Birmingham for making the event so great. Yeah, there was a lady who was trying to organize all the haters to get up there and fight back against the Faith, Family, and Freedom event that the Moms for Liberty had. And I don't think she's truly the reason why, but I do believe that she tried hard and didn't get her way. James from Owens Crossroads says, question, I'd like you to find this out. Okay, James, what do you got? I heard on another program the American Library Association has a list of excuses that it has sent to its libraries that can be used for libraries to avoid hosting conservative events. The program went on to state that they had knowledge of this list being shared with the Madison City Library in order to avoid the Moms for Liberty event. It helped. It might help Right Side Ruffians know about these tactics. Well, James, I tell you what, brother, if you can send me a link that tells me what show told you that, I'll go try and track it down. I'll do my own research. But, yeah, I would not be a bit surprised. The American Library Association has not been a bastion of conservatism of late. What else we got here? Roughly in from Huntsville, dating back to the segment we had there about Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, says, Will for governor. John from Brownsboro. On Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin wanting to bypass the idea of broadening I-65 and just build some high-speed rail. Whoop, whoop! Says high-speed rail needs to be on the national scope as the coast-to-coast rail lines were before. How long has it been since we've upgraded our rail system? It needs to be a national effort, though, not regional. All right, John. I don't think it's going to happen, but there you go. What else we got? Joe from Athens. Alabama does have what is called the Homestead Law. I will look that up. We have homesteading. I'm not sure what you're referring to, Joe. We have homesteading, absolutely, for tax exemptions. If you're referring to something else, I don't know it. Real quick here, Jay from Hartsel, with regards to Musk versus Zuckerberg, says, I don't condone nerd-on-nerd violence.
That's funny.
Steve from Tennessee says, dream fights, Trump versus the loudmouth Robert De Niro. Man.
Dream fights. I would like to hear some dream fights.
Man, dream fights. Yeah. All right. Text them in. What's your dream cage match? Who is it? Two man enters. One man leaves. Two man enters. One man leaves. Raven from Russellville says, Musk is South African. Them some tough folks. He is South African, actually. Trina from Elkmont says Zuckerberg will win. He's been training for a couple of years. I don't know, Trina. I don't know. Wait and see. Tony from Tony, Alabama, says Elon is the warthog. So we got a spider monkey and a warthog.
Warthog.
Allie from Athens, Musk is either going to be a musketeer or a musk rat. All right. I see it. He's never heard that before, I'm sure. Last one, we'll go to a break. James Moe with Crossroads. Phil, I think it was on Rick and Bubba that I heard about the American Library Association. I will try to track that down, James. Thanks for the heads up. All right, in the meantime, we are going to break. We're coming right back. I'm going to the second dipper of the day. Don't hate me, John. Don't grade me down. It's been a big show. That pesky First Amendment. Did you hear about the NASCAR driver that just got canceled? Pray tell. I'll tell you when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. Just making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys. So we have one of our newest sponsors is Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care. They're a chain of clinics all over the North Alabama area. They've got locations in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham region. I mean, like their two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. They're open 7 days a week, y'all. 7 days a week. You can wake up on a Saturday morning feeling cruddy and know that you don't have to wait till Monday to be seen. You can walk in. You can call ahead for an appointment. You can, oh, by the way, get x-rays and vaccinations there on site. They'll treat all ages. I'm talking about pediatric all the way up to geriatric. It doesn't matter. They see it all. Southern Immediate Care. Here's the deal. I use them personally. I had family that had to go see them just this past weekend. And every time we go, the staff is super friendly. The facilities are clean. It's a class act. Check them out. Find them on their website closest to you, Southern Immediate Care. I think you'll be pleased. And if you go for the first time or the third time, doesn't matter, tell them that you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, we're gonna jump into this next dipper here. And I'm calling this one that pesky little First Amendment. Isn't it funny how the First Amendment just gets in the way of liberals? I mean, they don't like it. What do you mean saying that? You can't say that kind of thing. Oh, can't I? Well, here's the first story that caught my attention and what sparked me doing this particular dipper today. That pesky First Amendment. Noah Gragson. Now, I'm not a huge NASCAR guy. I like NASCAR. I've been to Talladega multiple times, and I don't mind spending a day down at the track. But I don't really know Noah Gragson, but I do know this. He's a rookie. And he just got suspended. Why? Pray tell. Phil, tell us. What did he do? Did he run somebody off the track? No. Did he drive unsafe? No. Did he refuse certain safety equipment? No. He hit like on a social media post. Yeah, that's big. Says Gragson, a rookie who has struggled this year and is 33rd in the standings with no top 10 finishes, apologized for his actions. Listen, it doesn't work like that, dude. Your apology, not going to fly. So NASCAR confirmed that Gragson has been suspended related to a meme making fun of the death of George Floyd. Now, I'm not sitting here saying, go find you a George Floyd meme and like it. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, is hitting like on a social media post should not be grounds for losing your job. Not in America. Gragson issued a statement saying, I am disappointed in myself for my lack of attention and actions on social media. I understand the severity of the situation. I love and appreciate everyone. Brother, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think he should have issued that statement. What he probably should have issued a statement of, it says, I recognize that in America, we can be offended quite easily, especially with social media. And I also recognize that some people might not like what I liked. But the truth is, I have a First Amendment right and you can go pound sand. That's what he should have said. Boomer.
That's right.
Go pound Boomer's some over sand. There pumping his fist in the air.
That's what he should have said.
Pound some sand. But he issued the apology. Let me ask you while I got you on mic. How much good do you think his apology did?
Zero.
Exactly right.
I mean, zero. Now, you know, the reason I'm saying this is because on social media, you know how many times people I'm included, you're just scrolling through stuff and you're like, I guarantee if McQueen was in here, she would say the same thing. I mean, just going through, and probably half the time they don't even, you know, they know what they're liking, but they don't at the same time. They're like, oh, sure, I'll just like this. I'll like that.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you don't even know what you like. You may just, you know, just happen if to like
if,
something.
As you're scrolling, if your finger hits and you actually hit that little heart symbol, next thing you know, you're a like.
Oh, yeah. They just liked it.
Then again, I mean, he's actually admitting that he did. He did.
There you go. But still. Come on. It's just exactly a social media post. And how many times has anyone even written, not at social media, but a text, and someone has taken it the wrong way?
Yes.
So taking a button push of a heart that's a like versus even writing something, people shouldn't get their feelings hurt that bad, that easily.
Yeah, and you sure shouldn't lose your job as a NASCAR driver.
No, and he's not, like, I guarantee that he is not, when he pushed that, he wasn't thinking, you know, I hate a certain race.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Because that is, I mean, that's, yeah, absolutely not. I'm just going to leave it there.
No, I think you nailed it. But that's what kicked off this whole thing. I mean, I looked at that and I thought we were past this for some reason. I thought that cancel culture had slowed down. I thought the idea of by the way, who does this? Who is it that surfs people's internet or social media? What do you hit like on? What did he hit like on? I like that.
It's somebody's job.
Okay. Somebody somewhere is getting paid to surf through old boy's social media and bring it to the attention of the people who can fire him. That's amazing to me.
It really is.
I mean, if he had posted a picture of Hitler and said, I can't wait till he comes back to power or something, I guess we could look at it and go, oh, that's egregious.
Okay, yeah.
Or if he had actually typed in a statement that talked about some racist intentions or I don't want to race with black people or anything else, I could see it. But he hit like on something in passing and he has now lost his job. That pesky First Amendment. But how about this? When we get back from the break, did you hear the one about the kid who was literally out on the streets where there was a pride event in Watertown, Wisconsin? And what was he doing? Pray tell, was he throwing eggs at them? Was he mocking them? Was he making lewd gestures? Was he putting up profane signs like they do against Christians all the time? Like this past weekend when you had protesters out there calling everybody bigots for daring to go to the book reading thing in Madison? No. Now, he was arrested for reading the Bible, and we'll talk about that when we get back, because, you know, that pesky First Amendment, it just gets in the way, especially when you got, you know, dudes out there dressed up in lingerie twerking in front of kids and pretending it's all okay. You know, no big deal, but let me read the Bible in public, and by the way, you may have an arrest record on, you know, to deal with at that point. That's where we are. But you know what? That's where we are, but only if we accept it. This kid's going to be fine. I mean, he is. And I'll tell you about his whole story here in just a minute. But the reality is we cannot sit still. We can't. That pesky First Amendment, that First Amendment is first for a reason. And we cannot sit idly by and let this kind of thing go on. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one. That'd be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And I tell you what, somebody who sees a lot of that territory is our buddy Jeff from Indiana, who's been on the road today, and he just called in. So let me grab that real quick. Hey, Jeff Rowe, how you doing, man?
I made it through Nashville. I'm doing great.
Oh, you're making good time today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What are you talking about this First Amendment stuff there, Phil? You know we don't have no First Amendment or Second Amendment or anything. Any other amendment as long as government doesn't enforce it.
We got it, and I don't care whether they enforce it or not. The reality is we got it. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah, we got it all right. Hey, you know, if people don't like what they're doing with this guy on NASCAR and everything, hey, boycott him. You know, that's how things should work in this country. You know, if the Democrats do it, if the Republicans can do it too, they're NASCAR fans, you know, just shut them down until they capitulate.
I mean, I wonder too, what team was he driving for? Was he driving for Bud Light? What the heck? But I'm wondering. If maybe there are multiple sponsors on his car and any of the sponsors would get irritated, thinking that maybe that they don't want to be associated with curtailing civil liberties like that.
Yeah, well, if he was driving for Bud Light, this would have never happened. But tying this stuff back into George Floyd, though, I guess you heard today that that one of the cops there was with him, not choking, but one of the others was. I guess, sentenced for 2 or 3 years for dereliction of duty, I guess, basically, for not stopping him from killing George Floyd.
No, yeah. I hadn't seen that. I'm amazed the whole thing's still going on.
Yeah, so in my mind, that's a very dangerous precedent because if you can arrest a cop for not doing his duty and stopping a murder, why can't you go after prosecutors and judges for giving... known criminals a lighter sentence or not charging them at all, and they go out and kill somebody.
Yeah,
would be the difference?
And I have to wonder too. I mean, the guy who was sentenced, was he junior in grade to the guy who actually kept his knee on George Floyd's neck? Because if you're a junior in grade, it's not like you're going to say, "Hey, sergeant, get your Anyway,
I believe he was a senior when.
Oh, really?
I believe that's why they come down on him so hard.
Wow.
But, you know, the same difference is, you know, even with that saying that, if you're going to charge somebody and put them in prison for dereliction of duty, it should go right on down the line. Anytime somebody's killed that should have been prosecuted or a judge that gives somebody a light sentence or a tap on the tap on the wrist and let go, I cannot see why that, you know, wouldn't apply to them as well.
Point taken, man. Hey, I got another caller. Jeff, I got to run get it real quick. Appreciate you. Be careful, buddy. Line two, Zach from Muscle Shoals. Hey, Zach, how you doing?
Pretty good, Phil. Listen, I want to tell you about this kid in Wisconsin. The same thing happened to me when I was a police officer in a large Yankee city in the state of Illinois. And I was ordered to arrest a young man that was on the street reading from the Bible, and there was a whole bunch of people upset over it because he was right in front of a new, brand new public library that was being dedicated to LGBT literature.
Oh, wow.
And they were going to have the grand opening in a few minutes, and this kid shows up and starts reading from the Bible. So I had a state senator ordered me to arrest him. And she said that she would sign the complaints. And I said, "You ain't signing nothing, lady, because I'm not locking him up." I will not arrest somebody reading from the Bible on the public way. And they said, "He's creating a disturbance." I said, "You're creating the disturbance, Senator." You know. So we got a supervisor over there. And my supervisor, the sergeant, was actually a lot more harsh with her than I was. And he says, there is no way we're gonna arrest this kid for reading from the Bible, plain and simple.
Nice. Man, cool. I appreciate you, Zach. And are you still in law enforcement now?
No, no, I retired a long time ago.
Well, appreciate your service, and yeah, I think I appreciate it even more now that I've heard your story.
Yeah, and this goes on, and every once in a while you run into some bosses. Well, the guys that work the street, you know, we're the bottom of the food chain. What are you going to do to me? You know, make me work midnights in the ghetto? Oh, no.
All right, Zach, appreciate the call, man. Thanks for calling in.
Sure, no problem.
Absolutely. I got a few in the text string. I got a few text messages with the dream fights too. We got to jump on those here. Take. Oh, is there really?
One of my favorites.
Which
John
one?
From Huntsville, actually.
Oh yeah.
He said The Rock versus Dylan Mulvaney.
The Rock. That's not a fight. That's.
I know. That's why I like it.
I did see one. Marjorie Taylor Greene versus AOC. Who said that one? I scrolled it earlier and I've gotten so many in. There it is. It was Roughly Ann from Huntsville.
Got it.
Roughly Ann from Huntsville. Marjorie Taylor Greene versus Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Sweet.
That's good.
I think AOC would cheat. I think she would cheat. Hey, back to that story. So here's the story and how it broke down. All right. Fox News has this one. That pesky First Amendment. A Christian preacher was arrested after protesting a Pride event. Now, he was actually a teenager. Marcus Schroeder. He belongs to a group that call themselves Warriors for Christ. He argued that the protection of children's innocence is paramount, and therefore drag queen events, particularly those with sexual dancing, should never be a place for children. Well, on Saturday, a week ago, he was reading the Bible at a Pride in the Park event, which featured drag queens wearing lingerie and reading books to kids and dance performances. God almighty. Schroeder was using a microphone, though, with a small mini amp, and he was reading the Bible. Officers surround. And I saw the video, by the way. If you haven't seen it, just Google it. Kid arrested reading Bible. Just you'll find it. But he's literally standing there just reading the Bible, doing nothing, but he's reading it into a microphone, and so they took issue with the noise, they say. It took something like five officers. It wasn't one walking up there and saying, hey, listen, man, I gotta tell you, you can't use sound amplification here. Nothing like that. He was basically, they basically came up, tried to take the microphone out of his hands. He said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm just reading the Bible. You're reading it too loud. Too loud? No one said I couldn't read it out here with a microphone. Anyway, this went on for a little while, but he was arrested. This kid was arrested. And here's what he said. Here's what his statement was, the kid. He said, I completely understand the other side. I want to understand the other side. But drag queens twerking on kids is unacceptable. And that's something we have to notice as a culture. We can have our disagreements, but there comes a time we have to understand that we are all going to stand before God. We're going to have to give an account for what we have done with the children in our society and the innocent minds and the children who deserve to be protected. I just want to set the record straight, he said. I'm more than happy to have that conversation with the other side. I did speech and debate throughout high school, and one of the things that we were taught in debate is you can't make an argument for your side until you're able to make the argument for the other side. So I've sat down and had hours of discussions with LGBTQ activists. Anyway, I'm telling you, this kid's got to go places. But right now, he has an arrest on his record for reading the Bible in public, that pesky little First Amendment. Let's see what else I got here. One of the things that I do want you to know, two stories that I got to cover before we hit the break. First of all, in Illinois, Governor Pritzker signed into law something passed by the legislature called the Deceptive Practices of Limited Services Pregnancy Centers Act. What's that mean? It means they don't want crisis pregnancy centers offering counseling on how not to get an abortion. And so they are demanding and allowing that the Attorney General be able to investigate complaints that are made about people that don't like the actions of crisis pregnancy centers. That's like Save a Life and stuff like that. Violators can face up to a $50,000 fine under the new law. Well, thankfully, a federal district court judge has just enjoined that law and said, no, you're violating free speech by doing so. Last one I'll do before the break. So Elon Musk again. Story here on Daily Wire. Elon Musk came out. You know, Twitter is now called X. Don't ask me why. Twitter is now called X, but ex-owner Elon Musk said on Saturday night, this past weekend, His company will go to bat for people who are punished for the things they do on his social media platform. I'm curious what he's going to do with this NASCAR driver. I'm curious what he'll do with Gina Carano, who lost her job on the show The Mandalorian because she dared to have some social media posts that were deemed too conservative. So Elon Musk says, if you were unfairly treated by your employer due to posting or liking something on this platform, we will fund your legal bills. No limit. Let us know. That's pretty cool. Musk later added his company would also wage a public relations war against companies that punish their employers for what they do on X. He posted, he said, we won't just sue. It'll be extremely loud. It will go after the boards of the directors of the companies, too. I'm guessing they need to go after the NASCAR team that let Gregson go. What do you think?
It's soon to be the Twitter car.
The Twitter car. Oh, it's going to be sponsored. There's a new car coming, and it's going to have all the bells and whistles. You just watch. It's going to have a young driver who's going to be driving with a chip on his shoulder, man. He's gonna be trading paint with people left and right. I don't like your tweet. I don't like yours either. All right, we're taking a break right now. Last break of the day. We'll come right back. Wrap this thing up. I got some major text messages. Some of y'all are sending in. Who is your dream fight? Dream fight. We got Elon Musk and Zuckerberg. We just had a minute ago AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm pretty sure I know who wins. Tell us your dream fight. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. I got a bunch of y'all are texting in your dream matches. Some of them are pretty funny. Kudos again to Amy from Rainbow City. She just sent me the link. We had one listener had texted in that there's a list out there somewhere talking about the American Library Association trying to give insights on how to avoid having conservative gatherings at your library. Well, Amy sent it to me on Twitter, Brave Books, which is the organization that, you know, was helping sponsor last Saturday's event in Madison. Brave Books actually has that on their website. And Brave Books, if you follow them on Twitter, at Brave Books US, you could see a whole string there. Thank you, Amy, for the heads up on that one. I got a caller held on during the break, so let me grab that. Alan Hartzell, how you doing?
I'm upright and breathing again.
There you go.
Stacey Britt. Stacey Britt and AOC. Stacey Britt can hold her own against her husband, she ought to be able to take care of AOC.
Oh, you're talking about Senator Katie Britt, you mean? Katie.
Yeah, Senator. Yeah, Katie.
Yeah. Katie Britt, I'm pretty sure Katie Britt would put the whooping on her. That's what I'm saying.
I kind of figured she would, too.
I don't have any
she
doubt.
She needs a good whooping.
Alabama girl, I'm just saying.
Yeah, AOC needs a good Alabama butt whooping for education.
Ain't nothing like that to make you see straight. Alan,
have a big day.
Appreciate you, man. What else we got there, Boomer? You've seen some other ones in there, too, haven't you? Are there a few?
There's quite a few in there.
Let me see what we got here. By the way, John, the grades are already in, Boomer, just so you know.
Grades from John.
John from Hunt says, Boomer, you were very low on sound effects today, but you played some awesome bump music, so once again, you get a solid A.
I got an A. Solid A. Sweet.
Phil, you didn't complete all three dippers, but you still get an A-plus for putting on a fantastic show. Thank you, sir. Today's winners are Brian from Huntsville and Emily Jones, who gets a AAA+. Congratulations. I knew she'd win. She's a curve buster today. I knew it was going to happen. There was no way I was getting around it. That's awesome. John, appreciate you. Joe from Elkmont says, I can't find it now, but I saw where Don Jr. replied to Musk's offer to cover legal fees with a tweet that said, I've got a big bill for you. Jeff from Indiana says his favorite fight idea is, where'd it go? I just lost it. says, it's like I'm looking at the text, but I can't see it. Darn it, what is happening right now? Governor Ivey versus Stacey Abrams. That's good. I like it. Josh from Coleman. Senator Gates versus Secretary Mayorkas. I am just pretty sure Mayorkas would not stand up well. Kyle from Madison. Reference Elon's legal officer, NASCAR Noah Gragson's. Instead of Twitter, it's Racer X. That's the character from...
Speed Racer.
That's
yeah.
the bad guy character, right? He's always just...
It's the black helmet with the X on it. Yep.
That's awesome. That's perfect.
Racer X.
He's now Racer X. I like it. Steve from Tennessee says, look up Daniel McFadden, the reporter that made the NASCAR Twitter complaint. He's a hypocrite big time, Steve from Tennessee. I did not know we knew the name of said complainant, but I believe Steve from Tennessee. I'll have to look that up. Mark Mathen says, Mark Mathen's here. As to the NASCAR racer, he'll be... Okay, more than one person's got the Racer X joke going. So, Mark, you're second in line on it, but you get kudos for thinking it up. Racer X, absolutely. Sean from Madison wants to see Bernie Sanders versus Biden. Somebody's going to have to tell Biden how to get off the stage. That's all that's going to have to happen there. What else we got here? Joe from Elkmont. I already got that one. Allie from Athens. She wants Yaomi Park versus Ilhan Omar. I don't know Yaomi Park. Who is that? I got to look that up now. But versus Ilhan Omar, anybody. Anybody versus Ilhan Omar is okay. Anybody.
Anybody.
Like, anybody. My lovely Charlene against Ilhan Omar. I'm just saying. John from Huntsville says he wants to see Phil Williams versus Big Al. Or is that Big AI? Is it Big Al or Big AI? What's he saying?
Big Al.
Oh, Big Al.
Big Al.
Josh from Coleman just wants to see a good beatdown. He just wants
anybody. Just a good beatdown.
He's the one that sent in Gates versus Mayorkas. Scott from Russellville. How about Nancy Pelosi versus Maxine Waters? I want them both to lose. Oh, God, this is awful. All right. Brian from Huntsville says he wants to see Boomer versus Nancy Pelosi. My money's on you, Boom. Just saying.
Poor Nancy.
Yeah, it's not going to go well. Brian from Decatur says, let's go bare knuckles, Trump versus Pelosi. Bare knuckles.
Bare knuckles. Had to throw in the bare knuckles.
Oh, my gosh. Leanne from Huntsville. I used to be at Talladega every year, but no more. Firing the driver is exactly the reason I no longer even watch on TV. Sad part, she says, is that this is the left going after the last of our redneck recreations. They themselves don't even like NASCAR. Point taken. Mr. Hill from Pumpkin Center. Mr. Hill from Pumpkin Center says, NASCAR. They only go wide open and turn left. If they listen to Right Side Radio, they'd turn right now.
Steve from Tennessee had a good one.
Yeah.
Biden versus anyone named Corn Pop.
That fight's already been had. That's a rematch is what that is. Corn Pop wants a rematch. Corn Pop's a tough dude.
He's tough.
He had a chain. Corn Pop had a chain. That's the stupidest story I've ever heard. Man. Yeah, Corn Pop was a tough dude. He had a chain. Good God.
I can see him up there in front of the mic saying that over and over.
Over and over. Corn Pop had a chain. No joke, man. No joke. Karine Jean-Pierre versus Riley Gaines. That may be my favorite one.
I like that one.
And I think Riley Gaines would, like, throw down.
Yep.
I think Karine Jean-Pierre would be the one running rings around the octagon trying to stay out of reach. That's JT from Lacey Springs. Finish up a couple more here. Graham from Meridianville says, cars and air travel have all made trains near obsolete for intercity or interstate travel. High-speed national rail is a huge waste of money. That's in reaction to Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin calling for high-speed rail instead of paving I-65. All right. Listen, what an amazing day. I'll just tell you, this is – y'all are why we do this. Y'all are why we do this every single day. Amazing audience participation. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 2. Take care. Right Side Radio.